Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Mistletoe. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you that you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. You'll find podcast links to all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. You know, it's that time of year. We got to start with the Christmas music. I'm sorry if it's too early for you. Tough. Don't be a Grinch. We're going to play them. So like it or not, Christmas music is starting on the Whitmer Show tonight. On Monday, the Kansas legislature passed House Bill 2001 by a vote of 77 to 34 in the House and 24 to 11 in the Senate. Equally as important, due to overwhelming demand from the citizens of Kansas, Governor Kelly agreed to sign the bill into law. Gee, is there an election coming up? Could that have been a factor? Methinks that might have been a factor. House Bill 2001 ensures Kansans are not subject to overreaching federal mandates by offering a number of broad exemptions for employees. Joining us now to discuss the special session is Speaker of the House, Ron Reichman. Mr. Speaker, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Thanks, John. I appreciate the time. And I believe any time after Thanksgiving, Christmas music is in order.
Thank you.
Get the lights out, get the trees up. You know, you can have enough of Christmas music after Thanksgiving.
Thank you. See, it's official now. I now have the ruling of the chair that Christmas music is in order. So that will stand per the ruling of the chair. Ron, let me kind of go into this, and I think some people have covered it. The local media down here covered it a little bit. But the two key exemptions in the bill are medical and religious. An employer will be required to grant a medical exemption subject to a waiver request signed by the employee's healthcare provider. But just as important, it protects religious freedom by providing a rather broad exemption for sincerely held religious beliefs, correct?
You're absolutely, correct. You know, never in the history of our republic, has the federal government forced Kansans to choose between their personal beliefs and their livelihoods. And especially during this time, we have inflation that is running amok. You have health wanted signs everywhere. The last thing we want to do is not do something that can really help folks in Kansas stay at work and keep them employed. And so what we did is we just broadened two exemptions that are accepted. And the first one, like you mentioned, is a medical exemption. We believe that if a doctor a physician signs a note that says you have a medical reason not to take the vaccine, that's the end of the story. It's between you and your doctor. Same thing with a religious exemption. If you have a deeply held religious belief against the vaccine, that's between you and God, and that's the end of the story. And so, again, between those two exemptions, I think that it definitely will allow Kansas to stay working. It'll help our employees, also help our employers, and it'll definitely help our unemployment trust fund, who worked so hard to stabilize.
Well, the thing I like about what you did with the bill, it also stops an employer from asking invasive questions about an individual's religious background or questioning their faith or the nature of their beliefs. I mean, that, which I always thought was problematic. It's frankly, is none of your business, if you're my boss, whether or not I believe in the Church of the Spaghetti Monster or not. All that's required to receive a religious exemption is a signed written statement from the employee. And that's really the way it should be. It's none of your darn business if I were just, you know, Buddha or Christ or God or Allah or whatever.
Yeah, it's a dangerous slope when folks besides the individual and their religion have other people weighing in if it's a deeply held religious belief or not. Who believes the fundamental right, and you have those deeply held religious beliefs. And the same thing with the medical exemption. That's between you and your physician. You shouldn't have to provide pages of documentation on what ailment you may have or what reasons you may have not to have to be forced to take the vaccine.
There was also, I understand, some concerns about punitive action being taken against employees who request exemptions. You've addressed those concerns in the bill as well, correct?
Well, basically, we're asking if someone is if an employee based on a federal mandate or their own does require a vaccine. The bill we passed basically says that employee can sign a religious or medical exemption with basically no questions asked. If the employer still decides to fire or terminate the employee, then there'll be a process in place where the Department of Labor and also the Attorney General can help the employer get his job back and get his wages back. If it's deemed that an employee was fired who did provide an exemption, then, of course, if they didn't get their wages back, didn't get their job back, then there could be punitive damages.
Well, that's the way it should be. We're talking with Speaker of the House, Ron Reichman. I know also in the bill, if an employee is terminated for not complying with an employer's vaccine requirement, they can file for unemployment. This was one of the major issues that prompted concerns from the Kansas Chamber, among other business organizations. Can you walk us through a little bit of that element to it?
Yeah, sure. You know, again, our main focus is that people remain in their jobs and not to go on unemployment.
Right. Yeah.
Not just best for the worker, but also best for the economy and best for the businesses. And so, with that in mind, there need to be some remedy if you have bad actors out there who still fired folks who provided the exemptions, and there could be a ramp up time before the wages are given back or the jobs given back. And so, that's what unemployment is for when you lost your job really at no fault of your own. And so there's a very narrow chance that if an employer does fire someone after they receive an exemption, that employee would have the opportunity to receive unemployment benefits.
Well, I know the chamber was opposed to the bill initially. We're going to have Alan Cobb, actually, from the chamber on here in our next hour. I know this bill was not the first draft. There was quite a bit of amendments and processes and debate, and this was essentially a compromise language. Do you know, was the chamber eventually, did they still oppose it? Did they kind of become neutral on it? Where were they eventually with the final product?
You know, they were very aware of the product and had a lot of influence on drafting it. In fact, so did the Attorney General, Alan Cobb, and the House leadership and the Attorney General. We worked on a few things, and we thought came up with compromise language that would be beneficial to all. But at the end of the day, Alan Cobb has to answer to his board and what his board wants, and his board didn't want to see the bill passed. But we really believe it helps Kansas, it helps employees. It's not just it's pro-employee, it's pro-employer, and it definitely helps stabilize our unemployment trust fund. And I can get into some really wonky reasons why, but I think as time will tell, the business community will appreciate the passage of this bill. It's in majority of Kansas businesses opposed to federal mandates.
Right.
And they're put in a situation. We think when the dust settles, it'll be a bill that helps Kansans remain their jobs. And again, almost every single business is a help wanted sign. And so the business owners also appreciate the legislation.
Well, and, you know, Ron, much like Alan, you said, Alan, that he's responsible to his members. You guys are responsible to your constituents. And I know I talked to a lot of your colleagues, and that's what they were hearing from their constituents, was they wanted these types of exemptions and protections passed into law. So ultimately, you're not necessarily, I mean, we like to have our friends, we like to work with our friends, but ultimately your response, you have to do what your constituents sent you there to do. And it's okay if once in a while you vote against the chamber. You know, that's just, it's the way it happens, and we'll come back and be friends the next bill. You know, that's kind of the way it works.
Sure. I think we had kind of a compressed time. You know, we have the mandates that are coming down on folks, and we have the court rulings are out there. And I think if we would have gone through a normal process and we'd had a month of hearings and drafting the bills, that we would have had the business community would have been in total support. But in absence of time, we pass what we think is the best thing that, again, it will be best for our employees and also our employers, and ultimately best for the Kansas economy and for the freedoms and the liberties of our constituents.
Speaking of compressed time, you've got barely a month, a little more, before you're back next year. You'll be back, what, second week of January. Can you give us a little preview of the 2020 session? Obviously, we got the budget. Any other major issues that you're anticipating are going to come up next year that you're going to have to deal with?
Sure, we'll have budget, we'll have taxes, we'll have redistricting. You know, John, we have over $2 billion of reserves, and that sounds great, but what comes with that is a lot of inflation. A lot of that money has made its way back into our coffers based on the federal government spending, and so the cost of goods is going to go up. And so we have to be very cautious of what we do with that money, and we're going to propose that we do a big portion of it in rainy day fund, another portion to pay down debt, and ultimately tax relief as well.
Well, and you know, you and I both worked when I was in the legislature on lowering the sales tax on food. I know Governor Kelly has had a come to Jesus on that recently, which I think is conveniently timed with her reelection. But that's another thing. You've passed it once already. She vetoed the bill. I'm sure that's something as well you're going to try and take up next year. But it won't be her bill. It'll be something that we tried already, and she's vetoed.
Yeah, that's one good thing about elections is a lot of ideas that the governor didn't appreciate, she now does.
Yeah, amazing.
You know, she was against the federal mandates and ultimately came around to the surprise of the Democrats in the House chamber, support of this bill and signed it. And of course, we can mention, you know, the Promise Act. There's so many bills that would be basically passed that were vetoed one year and then celebrate the next. But that's good. That's the good news for Kansans. The policy is finally making it to impact our lives, and the politics work themselves out. And the food sales tax is another one of the situations where we know that our Kansans will ultimately be the ones that win. And again, the politics will play out as they may.
Yep. Well, Ron, I appreciate you again. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. If folks are interested, I encourage them to follow you on Twitter, at Ron Reichman. I know you've got a newsletter as well. They can get links to that on your website. But I appreciate you, brother. Great kudos on pulling off a special session in less than a day. You went up there to do it in a day. You were able to be successful and got, in the end, something that was even signed by Governor Kelly, which was probably a miracle in and of itself. So congrats, my friend.
Well, thanks. We had a lot of folks on the team that helped. I just want to mention Representative Linware, Representative Barker, Representative Tarwater, Representative Owens, and many more that put in so much time and energy to make that happen. And every single House Republican signed a petition to come back. Every single Republican senator signed a petition to come back. And for the first time, we called ourselves back. And like you mentioned, in one day, we made a difference in Kansans' lives.
Yeah, I think you're right. And a lot of sacrifices. I don't know if you saw the picture of the little two-seater aircraft that Representative Blake Carpenter flew in order to come to that special session and then fly back because he's on deployment with the Air Force. But, you know, a lot of folks that took a lot of special time to come to do that in order to serve their constituents. Ron, thank you again. Merry Christmas, brother.
You too, sir. Merry Christmas.
We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Our phones are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.